Good morning. So how is everyone? So I want to thank Dr. Adams for putting together this session, and I'm adjunct faculty at Carnegie Mellon, and I want to thank Liz Duggan, who's in the audience from CMU. So I want to get a show of hands before I sort of begin in terms of the people that are in the room. How many people work for a health department? How about for a hospital or a physician clinic? Okay. What about a federally qualified health center? Oh, okay, great. So I'm going to talk to you today about basically a case study of a care management approach in Northwest Florida, which is a collaborative effort among hospitals and FQHC, physician clinics, to basically have a shared electronic network to track uninsured populations. And this is in Escambia County, which is in Northwest Florida. So I know this is a fairly busy slide, but I think the takeaway is the fact that you have a systematic approach in creating electronic infrastructure to not only do patient ID and referral tracking, but also enrollment, eligibility, episodes of care. So there's a program called CareScope that allows you to track that information across the board. And the implications are that you can use this not only for the care network, but if you're interested in creating a patient-centered medical home with primary care physicians, that would allow you to do that as well. So number three, create an electronic pharmacy program for patient access to free medications. And then I'll get into the access to care and outcomes in a minute, because there was a significant amount of impact analysis that was done for this program as well. So it's a community care collaborative. The target population were adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County who were uninsured or indigent. And then the rationale was that, as you know, in most parts of the country, especially in rural parts of the country, there are a lot of competing providers. And so this is a network that allows to share information across the board from a variety of care providers in the region. And these are some of the participants. So you see a hospital, clinic, Escambia Community Clinic, which is a federally qualified health center, and an AHEC, and then non-provider participants is the Mental Health Association and community service agencies. So these are the key phases and benchmarks. Beginning was to target patient eligibility and enrollment, community care management, and then the use of a community network for electronic referral, patient ID, and care management. If you look at phase six, I talked about patient-centered medical home, but a care collaborative or a care management system also in a local area can link up to a larger health information exchange, which either for a local area or for a state basis, that's what sort of the next phase would be, that once you can set up a care network to track uninsured patients, and then I'm going to get into ER utilization in a minute, so some actual outcomes that are really important to reduce unnecessary utilization in the ED. So the history was that there were startup grants provided by the Florida Health Network for a regional health information exchange project, and they created the Escambia Health Information Network. And the goal of the Health Information Network was to enable secure information exchange by safety net providers and then providing an electronic backbone. As you're all probably aware, that in rural communities, the incidence of chronic illnesses across a diverse set of populations is a real concern. And being able to manage multiple chronic conditions for patients across the board. So CareScope and the care management system actually allows you to do that effectively and linked to an existing electronic medical record. So this is independent of an EMR. So the progress of the system was that the CareScope system collects data on patient ID, demographics, referral treatment patterns. So since we have such a fragmented delivery system across the country, it's really important that you have a centralized database to basically collect information from various silos. So the community care management system, as I said, targeted uninsured adults with diabetes, cardiovascular disease, depression, and there's electronic tracking of care management activity and outcomes. So in terms of the development of the care network, there was a number of sort of upgrades, system enhancements to improve functionality and expand data transmission. And then the other portion, which is really important, is to include physicians and other care providers, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, in this network. And the care management system allows you to have a broad scope and inclusion of all of those different care providers. And the potential is that it certainly starts local, but you can, this is an example of where a local system in a county, two counties, can be expanded to serve other parts of the state of Florida. So this slide basically goes into sort of what the long-term sustainability is, improving patient access to pharmacy. All right, let me get to some of the challenges, because I don't want to certainly give the impression that this system is sort of a cure-all, because there are significant challenges, because most hospital systems, physician systems have proprietary, unique systems with overlapping technology, and it's really difficult to build customized interfaces that cut across all of those types of information. And the other important part is that you need patient consent to have data being shared. It's an opt-in network, and which gets into privacy and security, which the previous speaker did such a wonderful job of explaining all the HIPAA uses. So now we get to the impact analysis. So what we found was inappropriate ER utilization at Baptist Hospital, which is a major care provider in the region, dropped from 90% to 42%, and Sacred Heart from 53 to 14. So this is a really big concern of hospitals and the community as a whole to be able to address reductions in ED use. So the approach is, the technology is a support function, but it ultimately gets to quality of care and health status of those people who live in that community, and improve coordination, which is really of importance if you're actually delivering care, if you're a nurse or a physician that lives in that community, especially in a underserved population, especially in areas where significant health disparities exist. This is a solution that addresses not only the data challenges, but the care coordination challenges that exist. So this is a graph that shows basically the savings in terms of charges for the ED for the network. I think it's rather dramatic, I must say. And for this region, because uninsured care was so important, I think it's fairly significant. So I know this is a big diagram. So what I wanted to show was that this community care network and the connectivity that it provides is really a sort of a hub, and you have all of these different entities, the hospitals, the community clinics, dental clinic, the health department, and then other sorts of social service parts all feed into a care management system. because it's important that we really look at, especially from at APHA, to think about the public health aspect, or where there really is a need to provide a platform to address all of the different people that play a role in the healthcare delivery system. It's not just the hospital or the doctor. There are lots of other players. And electronic medical record systems only address a small portion of it. It's very important. It's a significant role. But a care management system really is a broader, more holistic approach to care management. So these are sort of the high-level bullet points in terms of key success factors. I think the collaboration, the fact that it facilitates collaboration among a whole range of providers is really important. That it focuses on specific patient populations with needs, which for every community is different. You know, the beauty of this country is that in all of its diversity, we have lots of challenges, but great opportunities to be able to help those people. An effective use of really limited resources that we have. So, questions?
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
You were a part of this process?
I basically act as an external evaluator to this process. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then, in terms of quality assurance across disciplines or treatment practices by the various providers.
Mm-hmm.
How did that, what was the outcome on that? Was it, you know, something that was controllable or manageable, or are you still having issues with maintaining quality assurance?
No, I think the quality assurance aspect in terms of the people operating, because it's a community-based partnership, you had different stakeholders that came together with a governance structure. So some of the questions that you're talking about is addressed. And the program has been around for a while, I believe since 2005. So it's been around for a few years. And I think that some of those issues that you're talking about were addressed, you know, sort of early on. But now I think that the challenge is that how do you link the system to larger networks? Like if there's a state-based HIE that would allow for a transactional data to be shared. So I think it's a good example in a local community to be able to address care issues, especially across multiple chronic conditions. I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Well, I did have another question.
Okay, yeah.
I wanted other people to ask if there were some things.
Go ahead.
Of the different community clinics and all of the players, did they initially start out with any kind of IT in their system at all?
There was
billing?
No, there was existing from the hospital end,
okay.
And the FQHC had their systems. But as I said, this care management system kind of sits in between a lot of that, being able to manage data across. So it doesn't necessarily replace the existing electronic infrastructure, but works with it, be able to pull data. And then the other thing from a IT perspective is that the usability of the system, being able to have screens that somebody who's not that technical could use, I think is also a key feature. Thank you.